Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial-free from my super-secret back. Hey, folks, we are back and back in the middle of greatness. So, this is your one-stop shop for everything WWE. If you're new here, or have you been here for a while? Kick your feet up, get something to drink. Let's just have some fun. Got a bit of a roadmap for you guys to follow along. Going to do the good, the bad, and the ugly. Then I'm doing the main event, where I'm going to talk about Raw, NXT, SmackDown. I'm also going to be previewing the Elimination Chamber event from Perth, Australia. Next Saturday, it is going to be wild. So we've got that going for us. Also, going to do some thank yous in long form. And then we will go from there. So, first of all, we start off with the good. And this was a bit of a happy accident. So when I was prepping for the show, I went onto Hulu. And I didn't check where the latest episode of Raw was. I just clicked on the, you know, the one that I thought was on top, and saw that it was actually from last month, but it was so stinking cute. It was so stinking cute. Seth freaking Rollins, aka Colby, was carrying his and Becky's kid. Oh my gosh, you want to talk about stupid cute? I mean, that kid is cute. Good Lord. So yeah, that was the good. That was very cute. It really warmed my heart. The bad. Well, the bad comes this week in the vesture of The Rock. Rock comes out to the good folks of Salt Lake City and saying, well, you're probably expecting me to give you this catchphrase. And then he said something to the effect of, yeah, and you can tell your 50 wives about this. I'm like, excuse you, Dwayne? Excuse you? I know that you're a heel, and I know it's low-hanging fruit, but there are two things that I don't talk about really on the show. I don't talk politics, and I don't talk religion. Why? Well, A, it's not what I'm about. I mean, I'm not, you know, that's not what this show is about. The show is about professional wrestling. But two, I just have known in my life that, you know, you say something about either of those two things, you're probably going to start a fight. I don't want to start any fights. That said, I'm going to make a small exception, very, very, very small exception, and say, Dwayne, no, WWE, stop with this low-hanging fruit, all right? I don't want for the next 6 to 8 weeks to go to fill-in-the-blank town, fill-in-the-blank city. You're going to run them down. you know, and say something derogatory about their city. That is low-hanging fruit. That is low-hanging fruit. And, not but, and. That was a cheap shot. That was a cheap shot. I am a member, and again, I don't talk religion, but I'm going to say this right now just so that y'all have a general idea of where I'm coming from. I am a member, right? I'm a lifelong member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, I know our history. I know about polygamy. I have heard it all before. But did you really have to go there? I mean, again, if it was about this, if it was about this idea of, I'm just trying to, rile you all up, okay, that's fine, I guess, whatever. It's a little hanging fruit. But I don't need to be reminded about polygamy. Okay, I just don't. It's not something that I think that we celebrate. It's not something that we continue to practice. So, come on. That's just low-hanging fruit. I'm all right with Rock joining the Bloodline. See where that goes. But the whole polygamy thing, in that same breath, if you go, if you go to Idaho, I could reasonably expect y'all to be like, well, y'all are a bunch of potato farmers. I don't know. Again, low-hanging fruit. It's not true. Not everybody in Idaho is a potato farmer. All right? I can honestly tell you that. But again, don't do the whole insert town or city and we're going to run you down for the next 8 weeks. That's low-hanging fruit. But anyway, that's the bad. Now, the ugly. Now, if you've listened to this program for any great amount of time, you know that I try to be positive. I try to spread positivity. I don't like saying anything that I'm going to regret. And trust me, I have said some things. I've hurt people. On this here show, I didn't mean to. I won't go over the story for the umpteenth time, but trust me, I've hurt people on this show. It wasn't my best moment. I have tried over and over and over the last few years to reach out to said people, to apologize. But I've come to the realization that you can apologize for something, not everybody has to forgive you. And that's okay. And that's something that I have to live with. Again, I won't go through the story. I won't go through the story. But I'm just saying, I've hurt people on this show. I don't mean to. When I said what I said a few years back, it was based off of hurt and feeling like, oh my gosh, I haven't heard from you. I haven't heard from you. And yes, it was general impatience. I said some really not so nice things, and people took offense, and they're like, I'm not going to follow you on social media. I was, I'm not now. And I've tried every which way to apologize to these people. But again, they don't have to accept my apology. And that's fine. Now, that setup. The ugly is, of course, the shooting. The mass shooting that happened in Kansas City at the Chiefs victory parade this week. One person was killed. Dozens more were injured. Some as young as 6. Think about that. My niece is 6. So, yeah, that's not good. There's a woman who died. The woman who died, prominent member of the Kansas City community, disc jockey, radio host, and so people knew of her. And it came out this week that Taylor Swift was going to donate $100,000 to these children. You might think, okay, that's a nice gesture. And I say that too. Let me back up here for a second. What I'm about to say, I am a fan. Okay, I like Taylor Swift. I do. I promise you, I like Taylor Swift. And I may not root for him, but I at least respect what Travis Kelce can do on a football field. I have no problem. Okay? I have zero problem with either Taylor or Travis. Okay, so I'm just trying to be as perfectly clear as I can be. I have no problem with either of them. But I read today that Travis Kelce was also going to donate $100,000. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's $200,000. And, well, it's a nice gesture. I have no problem with the gesture. I have no problem with the money. I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is the amount of money. Now, I am not trying to be greedy for these kids. I don't know them. And admittedly, I haven't really looked as of late, but a while back, just out of curiosity, I went on to some of these home buying sites and see how much a house goes for these days. And at least here, okay, I'm going to pull back the curtain just a bit, okay. I'm broadcasting from my super secret bat cave, but I live in Arizona, right? I live in Arizona, and $300,000. That's the base That's the base amount. So $100,000 will not buy them a house. Even if they combine the money, it won't buy them a house. $100,000, again, I haven't really looked as of late, but $100,000 will barely get them through college. Maybe. It depends on where they go, I suppose, but, you know, it may or may not even get them through college. You know? So, I mean, there's that. So, I don't have a problem with the gesture. That's fine. I don't have a problem with the money. That's fine. I have a problem with the amount. Now, no amount of money can bring back these kids' mom. No amount of money can stop, you know, stop the pain, and that sense of grief and loss. No amount of money can do that. But $100,000, that's a drop in the bucket. That's a drop in the bucket. Now, again, admittedly, I don't know how much Taylor Swift is worth. I don't know how much Travis Kelce is worth. Not right off the top of my head. I don't know. But $100,000, that's just chump change. If you really want to set these children up for the rest of their lives, so that they don't have to worry about finances, they don't have to worry about, living just, good, decent lives, add some zeros, Taylor. Add some zeros, Travis. Give them $1 million. Give them $1 million apiece. Give them $10 million. I guarantee you, I promise you, you won't be missing that money. And again, I don't begrudge either Taylor nor, neither Taylor nor Travis for their money. I don't begrudge them. I'm being straightforward and honest as I can be. I don't begrudge them. I don't begrudge them for their money. What I do think, though, is $100,000 isn't going to do them any good. It just won't. So if Taylor and Travis would have given them $1 million apiece, I wouldn't be saying any of this. I would actually be praising Taylor and praising Travis and saying, wow, that's a really nice gesture. That was really cool of them. But $100,000? Admittedly, I will never see that much money in my life. But $100,000 does not buy what $100,000 used to buy. And I'm going off of 2024 numbers. Okay? I just celebrated my 45th anniversary. Yes, I am old. Anniversary, birthday, whatever. Okay, I'm old. But I remember back in the 80s, you had $100,000, you could buy yourself a nice house. Really nice house. $125,000, no problem. Nice big house. You can't even buy a house for $100,000 now. Not that I'm aware of. So, bottom line is this. I don't begrudge neither Taylor nor Travis for their money or their popularity or their celebrity. I don't begrudge them. I don't. I think what they did was a nice gesture. It was a good gesture. I have no problem with the gesture. I have no problem with the money. I have a problem with the amount of money. You guys won't miss. They will not miss that money. You give them $1 million. You're not going to miss that money. You give them $10 million a piece. You're not going to miss the money. I promise you. I promise you. You're not going to miss that money. But more so than the money, more so than the gesture, I'd like to see Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce use their platform. Travis Kelce is a 3-time Super Bowl winner. He has gone to the Super Bowl 4 out of the last 5 years. And he's won 3 of those Super Bowls. Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift is the biggest pop star on this planet. She is the biggest pop star on this planet. But I would like to see them use their platforms as being a power couple. I'd like to see them go, to Congress and say, okay, we need to have stricter gun laws. We have to have stricter gun laws. I'm not trying to take away anybody's guns. I'm trying to say, use your words. If you have a disagreement with somebody, use your words. I'd like to see Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift use their platforms to talk about gun violence. I'm not asking them to be politicians. I'm asking them to say, you know what? Let's be better than this. But, if y'all are going to sit there and say, we're going to give $100,000 and that's all we're going to do. Come on. Now, in fairness, and again, I am trying to couch this very carefully. In fairness, I don't follow Taylor Swift on social media. In fairness, I don't follow Travis Kelce on social media. Okay, so that is on me and my ignorance if they have said something on social media and I just haven't seen it. So that's on me. But I would like to see them go to Congress and say, we need stricter gun laws. I'd like to see them have Taylor bring these children to a concert of hers, not necessarily, bring them, up on stage. I'm not trying to, expose these kids any more than they need to be. Kids need to be kids. But take them to give them like VIP, the VIP treatment. I don't know. Again, it's not going to bring back their mom, but it's something. Travis Kelce could give them, season tickets for the rest of their lives. Again, won't bring back their mom, but it will give them a sense of like, hey, these people actually really care about me. They really care about my well-being. Again, wholly unfair. I understand this. If they've done something on social media and I just haven't seen it, That's on me, and I apologize. I haven't seen it. All I've seen is, oh, we're going to give you $100,000. Okay. I would like Taylor Swift to write a song about gun violence. I'd like to see her write a song about gun violence. So that, you know, she can, you know, spread that word to everybody and say, no, but seriously, we need to be kind to each other. We need to love each other. I don't know if she'll write a song about gun violence. Travis Kelce, you take 30 seconds before every game, before every home game. You have the platform. 60, 70, 80, whatever, 1,000 people are there to see Travis Kelce, among other players. But Travis Kelce could easily go up to, the 50-yard line with a microphone in front of everybody, and, you know, before every home game this next year, and say, let's do better. Let's be better. Let's help each other out. No violence, please. Take some 30 seconds. Sound like the game's going to, you know, suffer from, you know, 30 seconds. Every time that Travis Kelce comes out and says, hey, we need to do better. We need to be better. No violence, please. Or something, whatever. That's all I'm asking. I'm not trying to mitigate what they did. $100,000 is a great gesture. It's a great gesture. But add some zeros. That's all I'm asking. Add some zeros. Take a stand. And again, if I've missed it, and I promise you, I don't do it intentionally. If I've missed it, and they have come out and said something about gun violence on social media, then I will shut up and I will not say anything else. So I don't know if they've said anything, but I just want these two that have the biggest platforms right now on this planet to use their platforms. That's all I'm asking. $1 million for the kids. $1 million apiece for the kids. Use your platforms. That's it. That is my ask for both Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Again, I like Taylor, I promise you. I respect Travis Kelce. I promise you. I just want them to use their platforms so that we can stop gun violence. And then these kids can have a decent life. Don't just hand them $1 million $100,000. Don't just hand them, you know, $100,000 and say, and I'm not going to meet you. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to try to help, you know, bring you, you know, some joy. The simplest thing that Travis Kelce this next year can do, the simplest thing he can do, and if he gets fined for this, I guess he gets fined, but the simplest thing he can do is write these kids' names on his on his sneakers, on his shoes, and say, in a manner of speaking, I am carrying you with me. I am carrying your dreams with me on this field. I am helping to raise awareness for you. Simplest thing that Taylor Swift can do, even if she doesn't want to write a song, simplest thing she can do, take a few minutes out of every concert and talk about gun violence. She has a platform, and I understand some people's inclinations of saying, shut up and dribble, or shut up and sing. Kind of like, I don't want to hear the social commentary. I don't want to hear any political statements. But this is about gun violence. This is regardless of political party, ideology, any of that. This is about gun violence. You take a couple minutes and you say something about gun violence. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for much. $1 million apiece. Use your platforms. All right. Spend enough time on that. Apologize for going kind of long on that. But anyway, well, that all said, let's get to the happy stuff. Let's get to the happy stuff. This is the main event. And in this week's main event on Monday Night Raw, you started off with The New Day and Jey Uso versus Imperium. It was really one-sided. New Day and Jey Uso were pretty much in control most of that match. Gunther, Walter, was impressive. I mean, he just is. There's that. Jey Uso is just way over. He is way over with the fans. Bronson Reed versus Bobby Lashley to go into the Elimination Chamber. It was a short match. Lashley looks strong. But why isn't Bronson Reed being elevated? Now, I know that not everybody can be on top, and I know that not everybody can have a championship. But Bronson Reed, I mean, this guy he's a special athlete. He does things that's like, wow, what the heck? It would have been cool to have seen Bronson Reed go back to Australia this next Saturday to be, part of the Elimination Chamber. Sami Zayn had an interview, and he certainly, has a firm belief in himself, and I thought that was really cool. So we'll see what happens with Sami Zayn. Cody and Colby, aka Seth freaking Rollins, had a masterclass in promo giving. My gosh. Just go back, and it's like 15 minutes, but I mean, dang it all, that was an impressive promo by those two. It really was. Colby was serious, and I just dug that he was being serious. He wasn't trying to be goofy. He wasn't, he wasn't trying to be goofy. He was just like, you know, serious. Straight talk, all that. Just saying, hey, Cody, you have to finish the story. For you, for us, for everyone, you have to finish this story. Because if you don't, that is the last real chance that any of us will have to take that title away from Roman. So, there's that. Liv versus Zoe Stark to go into the Elimination Chamber. It was good action. Zoe, she is jacked. She is built. She could be, you know, and I'm saying this in the absolute best possible way. She could be an absolute monster heel. She could be a total monster heel. But they haven't really positioned her to be a heel like that. Liv gets the win, and she goes on to the Elimination Chamber next Saturday in Perth, Australia. Next up, Becky's promo, and don't piss Becky off. Just don't piss her off. I'm just like, oh, wow. Nia comes out. And then, you have LA Knight versus Ivar. LA Knight wins. Shinsuke versus Sami Zayn, and Shinsuke wins. So we go on to NXT, and you have Rob Stone and Von Wagner versus Meta 4. Meta cheats to win, but Stone and Wagner look good. I mean, they really do. I haven't seen Robert Stone wrestle since he was in TNA as Robbie E, okay? But, I mean, Stone and Wagner, they are going to be a dangerous tag team going forward. I really believe that. Paxley versus Vice. Lyra Valkyria comes out. Lola wins with a really nasty submission. It's kind of like a combination, you know, grapevine and Anaconda Vice situation. I mean, it was pretty gnarly. Joe Gacy versus Carmelo Hayes. It's weird seeing Carmelo sell, only because, you know, Carmelo's been a good guy for, you know, at least last year, maybe a couple of years. Joe Gacy, you know, I hope they don't do the whole supernatural thing with him, but I think he's taking up the mantle of Bray. God bless Bray. They used to say about Bray that he's, you know, he's an army tank with a Ferrari engine in him. And, I mean, that's Joe Gacy. Joe Gacy is, I mean, he's going to be something special to watch. Got new tag champions in Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin. So, we'll see what happens with that. Finally, SmackDown, you have Kevin Owens versus Dominic Mysterio. It was a good match. and Kevin wins. Yeah, Tiffany Stratton versus Lena Vega to go into the Elimination Chamber, and Tiffany Stratton won that match. AOP with the Final Testament group, they haven't lost a step. I mean, they look good. They look really good. Miz versus Logan Paul. Logan Paul wins. So he goes to the Elimination Chamber. Alba Fire versus Naomi. Naomi wins. She's going to the Elimination Chamber. And then we talked about The Rock joining the Bloodline. So that is your week in WWE. Now we are going to segue to the Elimination Chamber. And let me see if I can look this up. So, the Elimination Chamber is going to be next Saturday. And if you're on the East Coast, you are getting up at 5 a.m. to watch it live. Now, if you're on the West Coast, in, let's say, Los Angeles, you are waking up at 2 a.m. Here in the Batcave, how does 3 a.m. get you? And I'm like, I'm going to avoid the Elimination Chamber till next Saturday night, and then I'm going to watch it. That's kind of that. But we're going to go over the matches. Only four matches so far, but I almost had the New Day. The Judgment Day, Finn Balor, Damian Priest versus New Catch Republic. That is Pete Dunne and Tyler Bates. That's going to be an awesome match. That is going to be a good, just deep, deep match. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one, to be honest with you. You got Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair versus Liv Morgan versus Tiffany Stratton versus Naomi versus says Battle Royal winner. So I don't know if the Battle Royal is going to be on SmackDown, Raw or SmackDown this week. Maybe it's going to be, you know, that night over, you know, over in Perth. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But since it's a multi-person match, I will give you my prediction for this. And I say, based off of everything, I think it's going to be Becky Lynch. Next up, Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax for the Women's World Championship. That's going to be a slugfest. Oh my gosh, that's going to be a slugfest. The Elimination Chamber for the men, you've got Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton versus Bobby Lashley versus LA Knight versus Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul. That is going to be a fun, fun, fun match. I really dig the idea. And again, based off of storylines and all that as of late, I think it's going to be Drew McIntyre that punches his ticket to face Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby, at WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. So, that is that. Right. Well, so that's the show for this week. Thank you for being here. I want to thank all of you who listen to me. I'm in 33 countries around the world. Extremely grateful for that. Grateful to everybody, various websites that, work hard to bring us, news and information on a daily basis. Big thank you to the good folks over at OneStopWrestling.com for allowing me to be a part of their website. Very grateful for that. So, those are all the thank yous. So, just like the Beatles sang all those many, many years ago, love is all you need, and I will talk to you guys next Saturday. Now, again, won't go over the Elimination Chamber until, 2 weeks from today. But we're going to go over Raw, NXT, and SmackDown and go from there. So I will talk to you guys next week.